January the 4th. T.S. Eliot, heavy smoking banker poet who died of emphysema. On this day in 1965, the poet Thomas Stearns Eliot died, aged 76. A sickly child born in St. Louis, Missouri, he discovered poetry at an early age and travelled the world both to study at the Sorbonne and Oxford and to gain inspiration. Though he liked and settled in England, it was London that attracted him really, rather than the academic life in Oxford, which he found boring. He worked for some years in a bank before joining publishers Faber and Faber, because money was rather short for him. Eliot knew many literary figures of the time, Ezra Pound, James Joyce, W.H. Auden, Stephen Spender, many of whom he helped to publish. He was a quiet man and a heavy smoker, and he died of emphysema because he never stopped smoking. Here is a poem about death and time, both themes that Eliot used a great deal. This one's by John Donne. It's called What If This Present? What if this present were the world's last night? Mark in my heart, O soul, where thou dost dwell, the picture of Christ crucified, and tell whether that countenance can thee affright. Tears in his eyes quench the amazing light. Blood fills his frowns, which from his pierced head fell. And can that tongue adjudge thee into hell, which prayed forgiveness for his foe's fierce spite? No, no, but as in my idolatry I said to all my profane mistresses, beauty of pity, foulness only is a sign of rigor. So I say to thee, to wicked spirits are horrid shapes assigned. This beauteous form assures a piteous mind. Today I seek tolerance in myself for the shortcomings or insensitivities of others, so that I can love the good qualities that they have.